This is Robbie Foulkes. Tell the band to go home. 101.5 UMFM.
Countryer than thou. Countryer than thou. You wasn't raised in a shack, so better not act so. Countryer than thou. Some people just don't understand it. If you come from where the kudzu grows, they think the sound is like a planet. A pecker, woods, and bozos. When I was young, I picked some tubers, even took a swig of moonshine. But I never saw so many goobers until the day I crossed that line. Countryer than thou. Countryer than thou. You wasn't born in a cave, so you better not behave so. Countryer than thou. A Boston Jew. He loved bluegrass. Oh, brother. When I said Shania, he sneered. That's a word. Why would not a? We like to keep it down home up here. Countryer than thou. Countryer than thou. You ain't never read your Bible. Tell me, why's your Bible? Countryer than thou. You are not a hillbilly, dilettante, fair weather, hick, dimmy, clyde, faux-paw, Volkswagen, redneck, property, come lately, hayseed, wannabe, undercover, Yankee, Mississippi, HD, Alabama, 50% less, Tar Heel, armchair, Arkansas. He's got a ranch, he with Stetson. The hip-shooting ex-oil king. Even talks like Buddy Ebsen. But he's sitting in the West Wing. Frankenstein, I'm well aware of. Won't somebody please explain how you get a county sheriff walking with a frat boy's brain. Countryer than thou. Countryer than thou. For you and Triangle.
Countryer than now. That's Mr. Robbie Foulkes, the wild and crazy Robbie Foulkes, kicking off Tell the Band to Go Home, UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name is Jeff. I'm here for the next couple of hours playing you some tunes and talking and, you know, having some fun. And not a lot super important on the agenda today. So you can always help out with the show. Give us a call here, 269-8636-269 UMFM. Or you can drop us an email, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. And if you happen to call us up, tell us some of your favorite stuff of 2007, and I'll tell you about the reason for that later on. But if you happen to call in the meantime, just, you know, think up a little list of some of your favorite stuff of the year, and maybe you'll win something. But we started off with Robbie Foulkes, their Countryer Than Thou, from his album, his last studio album, I guess, Georgia Hard, and very interesting. You know, we got KK. The intrepid researcher for this show and Steel Belted Radio and many other things came up with a little nugget of information that I didn't know. It rocked my world. Do you watch The Amazing Race? You got to watch The Amazing Race, right? That's a great show. You know, it's on tonight at 7 o'clock, CTV. You watch that show? I mean, this season I thought was kind of lame because I didn't really like a lot of the people at first. But there's two guys that I like now that I'm rooting for, that I've been rooting for a while now. Nick and Don, you know them? the only ones that aren't super annoying at this point? Well, it turns out that Don is Robbie Foulkes' father-in-law, which makes Nick Robbie Foulkes' son. That's right. You watch The Amazing Race tonight, and you'll see Robbie Foulkes' son trying to win $1 million on The Amazing Race. Isn't that cool? That is pretty cool indeed. So we got to play some Robbie Foulkes to cheer old Nick and Don on, because they're pretty good, and I like that show. So play a couple more from Robbie Foulkes because he's fun. This one I was thinking, you know, if we hadn't come up with Steel Belted Radio as a name for the show that I do on Thursdays with KK and the T-Bar, I was thinking this might actually be almost a better name or as good for that show. If you've ever heard that show, you'll know why. This could be perhaps an even better name for that show. I like Steel Belted Radio. I think that's a great name. But if we ever had to change it, I think perhaps we'd have to change it to this. By Robbie Foulkes, here's something called Roots Rock Weirdos.
The town was hard to stir in. The nightclubs all were closed. Only a washed up cover band hitting the stage at Joe's. The guitar hit the first bar of Secret Agent Man. A door in the back blew open, and into the room they ran. Roots Rock Weirdos, up from the underground. Starboard till you're a V3, any out of passion sound. Roots Rock Weirdos, out of their holes they come. Dressed up like it's 1951. Yeah! Well, they looked the band gear over, and they noted with delight. The guitar amp was a bass man, and the bass man played upright. Then they looked round at each other, and they cried, "We are the best! For we like unpopular music, and just look at the way we're dressed!" Now, Roots Rock Weirdos, slapping each other's backs, using the heavy cat language, they thought made them sound black. Roots Rock Weirdos, smoking their Camel straight, making sure there's nothing up to date. He was slow to anger, but that bark, he found it hard just to watch the air grow toxic with smoke and self-regard. So he jumped up on a bar stool, and he called out loud and clear, "I don't know just what you weirdos want, but I don't want you in here." The room grew deathly silent. Then up from the stinking ranks rose a homely social worker, bowling shirt marked Hank. And dropping the fake black diction, he said, "Since you inquired, let me take stock of what we Roots Rock weirdos desire." Fishnets for every woman, lipstick as red as flame. For every man a tattoo, a Chevy and a dumb nickname. Cigarettes in every shirt sleeve, black leather on every back. Fanzines in every bookstore, LPs in each record rack. 3 cards in every pop song, 4 white guys in each band. A ruthless media empire to saturate this land. And with our old country comrades and our brothers in neo swing, we'll reclaim music from the kids for our thoughts and cracker kings.
Prefer your earlier work.
Mm-hmm.
If
there's a fire inside, that's the one thing blowing. I got the Mustang loaded. I got a wrong to right. I got a little red bullet. Let's kill Saturday night. Knock it out of its misery. Nail that coffin tight. High living, that's history. Let's kill Saturday night. Well, a little man's life, that's a prince of his life. A prince with a lousy job. A prince with a working wife. Something in the big frame moved. It never was so hard to keep a 20-inch tube and a fenced-in yard. But give me one night with the moon high and the radio pounding. And brother, this town's gonna go down kicking and shouting. I've got the Mustang loaded. I've got a wrong to right. I've got a little red bullet. Let's kill Saturday night. Knock it out of its misery. Nail that coffin tight. High living, that's history. Let's kill Saturday night. I've got the Mustang loaded. I've got a wrong to right.
Couple more there from the very funny and very talented Mr. Robbie Faulks. There's the title track to his album "Let's Kill Saturday Night." And I don't know, I'm not that smart, but for some reason when I saw Robbie at the Calgary Folk Fest a couple of years ago, absolutely fantastic live. By the way, if you ever get a chance to go see Robbie Faulks live, do yourself a favor. And Winnipeg Folk Festival, seriously, he's been wanting to play there for a long time. What's the deal? The guy's incredible. But, I got this CD signed, and I handed it to him, and he's like, "Wow, that's cool. That's, where'd you pick that up?" And I was like, I don't know. I think I got it at a used store or something. And then on my CD, he writes, "Jeff, where'd you get this?" I don't know. Is this rare and hard to find or what? But I don't know. It's a good record if you can find. I've seen it around, so it's not that hard to find. But Let's Kill Saturday Night there. Before that, we heard the Roots Rock Weirdos from the best of Robbie Faulks. And, of course, Robbie Faulks' son, Nick, is going on the Amazing Race tonight. Check it out. Watch him. Apparently, he was wearing a Robbie Faulks T-shirt last week, and I didn't even notice. So maybe he'll wear it again this week. Who knows? But there you go. So, yeah, watch the Amazing Race tonight. Hopefully Nick and Donald went, because they're the only ones that aren't super annoying. And you know, it's time for Who's Your Daddy to go. That's all I know. So I'm hoping that happens tonight. But some new music now, and we'll send this out to KK, because I know she's a big fan of this band, as am I. I got a new record. We've been waiting for this one for a while, and I listened to a little bit of it just before the show, and it sounds pretty interesting. And I wish I could really see what it's called. It's Back of the B-Side, I believe it's called. It's the brand new album from Alberta's The Rocky Fortune.
Your spade into that. It's hot black blood. It's hot black blood we need. So come on, rich man. Well, you still can't get down on your knees and pray before your pump jacks. May the earth forever bleed to fill the blackened hearts of nations through these cold steel arteries. Oil, oil.
Drop me in the well, then leave me swaying on the curb. Who they harm. Carolina, Michigan, Maine, Maryland, Idaho, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Ohio, Nevada, Wisconsin, and Oregon, Kansas, Iowa, and Washington, New Hampshire, New York, New Jersey, New Mexico, North Dakota, South Dakota, Colorado. Wake up, lads, he's running late, racking my rig in the lower 48. Wake up, lads, he's running late, racking my rig in the lower 48. Racking my rig in the lower 48.
From the album Blood of the Ram, that's the Gourds there with Lower 48, and one of the best, you know, bands I've seen at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. But one of the angriest as well. if you saw them at the Winnipeg Folk Festival, but they didn't have a good time, and I don't think they'll be back. But that's too bad, because man, were they good. And I'll send this out, and I mean this with as much love and respect as I can. We'll send this out to someone I hate. And I only hate you because you just have lead a charmed life, apparently. This is for our good friend Marnie, who went down to Texas to see the Gourds on New Year's Eve, and as if that weren't enough, when the band found out that they had come from Canada to see them playing on New Year's Eve, they invited them over for dinner. So they got to hang out at Kevin Russell's house and eat crawfish pie and black-eyed peas and stuff. I'm guessing you didn't tell him that you were from Winnipeg, because otherwise he might not have invited you over. But it's good to know that he can be a nice guy, even though he kind of had a hissy fit at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. But I'll get back to Marnie in a second. But so there's the Gourds, and got off a little rocking start today. A couple from Buddy Miller before that, and me too. Sometimes I forget how friggin' good Buddy Miller is. If you don't have a Buddy Miller record, Jesus. 100 Million Little Bombs, and before that, Water When the Well is Dry. And every Buddy Miller record is great, but if you're going to start out, my pick is Midnight and Lonesome, that track is from. That's a damn good record. A couple from the Rocky Fortune before that, Drop Me in the Well from their album Sway. And then before that, from their new record, what is it called again? Back of the B-Sides. We heard Hot Black Blood. I believe they won an award at the Calgary Folk Fest when I was there a couple of years ago for that song, for some songwriting award or something. Fine new record from those boys, and I'm sure we'll give it a listen and give it some more airplay in the weeks to come. But back to what I was saying there. Like I say, my friend Marnie went down to see the Gourds on New Year's Eve, and went on and on about the Gourds, and then just sort of in passing, she mentions that she gets to see Kathleen Edwards at the Continental Club, and she gets to see this guy, which makes me insanely jealous, because I'm dying to see this guy. I think he's brilliant, and if I were booking the Winnipeg Folk Festival, I'd be on the phone right now saying, hey, can you come to town, please, Mr. James McMurtry, please will you play?
Aunt Clara kept her Bible right next to the phone in case she needed a quote while she talked to someone. In my memory she smiles while a blessing is said, and visions of freeze tag dance in my head. She says I'll grow up big if I eat all my roast. I'll still believe in heaven, but I won't believe in ghosts anymore. I'll put away childish things. I'll put away childish things. Every other weekend, age of 13, with my fishing pole and my field and stream, riding back home on the trailways bus, I looked out the window till I saw too much, and I called my parents by their own first names. I played in the alley, but I didn't play the game anymore. I put away childish things. I put away childish things. The wolves howl all night long. They won't stop and they won't go home. Beneath my window they run. And probably it'll be alright if I keep it all locked up tight and wait till day.
Negras, you gotta watch yourself. There's a whole lot of hungry people looking to share some wealth. And when the oil feels busted and the peso takes a dive, stay off of the side streets if you wanna come back alive. Yo no busco nada, I'm just standing here, minding my own business. I'm gonna get back out of here, back to the safe side. Back to the safe side. And at the base of the bar stool, there's a drain in the floor. You better not go in there if you don't know what that's for. No place to take your lady, she'll get the evil eye. Sizing up their prospects and sharpening up their knives. No me gusta nada, yo no quiero ver. Once I get across this river, never gonna go back there. Staying on the safe side. Staying on the safe side.
to get across this river. Never gonna go back there. And up in San Antonio, all the pretty people know they better stay off of the west side where the black tar flows. They hide in the sheltered enclaves up around Olmos Park. They got their own policemen so they can stay out way past dark. And back down in Piedras Negras, the children play with dirt. We keep our pistols loaded so we won't get hurt. No importa nadie, it's always been that way. We're never gonna get no different long as we got our say. We stay on the safe side. Stay on the safe side. No me gusta nada, it's always been that way. It's never gonna get.
Hi, this is Catherine Edwards, and you're listening to Tell the Band Still Home, which I never do, but Jeff Robson is a great DJ, and you should stay tuned.
Going down in the same old town, down the same street, to the same bar. We'll be right back.
Are you took shady lanes and the long way home, and I left you messages. Jesus Christ, you never phoned. I would feel much better if we only talked more. And I would feel much better, my love, if I always wasn't so bored. And on summer nights, underneath the stars and the moon, I could tell them I miss you. But Jesus Christ, who is fooling who? And I would feel much better if we only talked more. I would feel much better, my love, if I always wasn't so bored. I'm beginning to wonder, I'm beginning to blur, I'm beginning to stumble. Jesus Christ, would I always
Mr. Bryson there, feel much better. Every time I hear that song, I do feel much better. And his friend Kathleen Edwards with a couple before that. She's got a new record coming out pretty soon. We heard What Are You Waiting For from Back to Me and from Failer, Westby. Before that, a couple from James McMurtry, who I'd love to see in concert. Safe Side and Childish Things. And we're kind of rocking our socks off for a little bit here on the show, as much as we tend to do on this show, I suppose. And I don't know, I'm having fun and nobody's called to complain yet, so I guess I got a few more things that I can perk you up with, but I am going to take a quick break and give you some important messages so you can catch your breath and calm down and think of your best of 2007 to send in, and join us in a couple of minutes. Don't go too far, because we'll be back with more great music. It has been great music so far. I hope you'll agree. So stay tuned.